Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have the bill forcing the release of Epstein files being sent to Trump today. Just one last procedural thing. It's pretty much signed off and done going through the Senate, and it will go to the president's desk. A number of outlets have inquired to the Justice Department about how soon they'll be able to release it. Are they releasing all of the information? They have not responded yet. So there's a lot of real skepticism about what might actually happen next. But we've also been talking in this last half hour about Black Friday shopping. I was lamenting how it has changed so much. Obviously, the advent of the internet and online shopping put a huge dent in Black Friday sales. And so now we also saw a lot of these online places and even their counterparts, you know, Best Buy the other day. Popped online to just check something out. And they had Black Friday deals they're talking about. Like these, they've gotten smart in the sense that people start saving up and shopping earlier than Black Friday. I remember when I was young, so I'm talking 80s and 90s, 1980s and 90s. It wouldn't be weird to go Christmas shopping the last week before. You know, back then, there wasn't a lot of shopping months and months prior. And stores realized quickly that people had money in their pockets earlier than Black Friday. So why not offer some sales and some deals to start getting that money before their competitors? But I really miss that day. I mean, they'll still have, you know, places where you can go. And I know Macy's is one, and Penny's, if you get there before, say, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, they'll have a bigger discount on items. So we still, my mother and I still go out and we shop, and it's fun. And there's a lot of local places, and it's fun to be in that bustle with people, and I don't mind being in a line. It's, you know, people usually generally in a good mood. But there were times when we get up really early, and I'd be in a line at Toys R Us or at KB Toys when the kids were young, to get some deals. It was just fun. It kind of took the fun out of it. Not as fun as it used to be. A lot of you have checked in. Somebody says, you know what I miss about Sugarman's? Remember the mystery boxes? I don't remember how much they were. I'm thinking $5 or $2, and you had no idea what it was. This person remembers getting a rain poncho. When I would go to Sugarman's, they were a dollar for a box. And my dad, I remember, would give us each a dollar to get a mystery box. I do recall getting a money clip, and it was a dollar sign money clip. As a 10-year-old at that time, a money clip wasn't on my list of things that I wanted. Johnny Lucas, you used to go to Sugarman's. I'm sure you did you not?
Yes.
Okay. Am I wrong in remembering you would walk in the one area, there would be like a little carousel, right? They had a ride. They had, might have had a few rides, if I remember. And then there was a pet place like right near there.
Yes, that was the old entrance.
And then there used to be food not far. And I remember like there'd be food near where all these pets and the smell of pets were. I seem to remember that. Didn't they have pets that you could purchase?
Yeah, they did have a pet, like a pet shop.
A pet department.
Yes, a pet department.
Pet department.
Yeah.
Oh my! Did you ever get the mystery box?
No.
Was that like, no. Sorry, it's too much money?
I'd probably, yeah.
I remember those days at Sugarman's. Oh my gosh, what a, remember, though, that was a time when you didn't, it was like a superstore.
Yes.
Right? I mean, yes. You could get everything and anything.
Yeah, they even had a grocery store in there for a while.
Did they? Oh, wow. I'm just, I know when we would go and you'd walk around and, oh my gosh, my cousin worked there. A lot of people, I think, from your, he lived in the Mid-Valley.
I worked there for a little
bit. Did you work there?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Back in the late 80s. Sold lamps and vacuum cleaners.
Did you know anything about them?
Just here's this switch. You turn it on. you put the bulb in like this.
Aw. I miss those days. Yeah. Do you remember Unclaimed Freight?
Yes.
We would go to Unclaimed Freight. Unclaimed Freight. You get stuff cheap. Was it stuff that fell off of the truck? I thought it was like stuff that was like, you know, we'd have to throw it away otherwise, or stuff nothing, it wouldn't sell.
That's what I think it was, if I remember correctly.
There was Wes Friedman, there was service merchandise.
Jewel Core.
All these, there's a place that began with an S that I can't remember. Not Sugarman's.
No,
but that is still sad to not have those anymore.
Zare.
Is there still Peebles? Is it Peebles?
Peebles?
I thought there's still a Peebles.
I think so.
Somebody says $1 a box. Once I got a watch. You lucky dog. I don't remember getting anything. The number one demo of person getting the mystery box was a child. Why you would put a money clip in? I got a money clip. I never had a lot of money. I didn't need a money clip. What did you get? Oh, Strouds. That's the one. Thank you. Someone said Strouds. Strouds was also another one. Someone else said, yes, the pet department with hamsters. And the food court was right nearby. That's what I remember. The smell of popcorn and food and pet pee. That's what I remember. Those good times. Oh, Jason had to step out, by the way, so we'll talk to him tomorrow. He'll be back in the office a little later, but he had to go do something. Someone else says, the show is great today. The absence of Trump hate is very welcomed, and I don't even like the guy. Well, if you listened earlier, there was some. But we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff today as well. And one of those was the data centers, which I think is a huge deal. The more and more I read, it's like we are building and bringing in places that are going to replace us. I was Googling yesterday to see what are the estimates of job losses from artificial intelligence. And there are some that are estimating there could be 25% of job losses by 2030. How are we going to survive that economically? Someone else says Sugarman's had dogs too for a while. We're just going to pop around here. Yeah, I remember that. Another one mentions the store Hills. I remember KB Toys having great, great deals on Black Friday, but they're such small stores. It would be an absolute disaster standing in line, getting through those doorbusters. It was always packed. You could be ending up at the end of the line all the way through the store. Sometimes it just wasn't worth it at all, was it? Somebody else is talking about, let me find this. Sometimes when they're longer, it's hard for me to follow. Someone mentioned Montage Mountain, which I think they have some great places, but there are some empty storefronts. There are some empty storefronts up there. And they said there are a lot of empty shops there. There are some. But they do have some great. I do like shopping up at Montage. And they used to have a whole bunch of them, but I know a number of them. You know, it's tough. They still have a Bath and Body Works up there. I do like stopping there. And they still have one at the Viewmont Mall. Someone else mentioned Duck Donuts being up there as well. Where do you like to shop for Black Friday? There's a lot of great craft and holiday fairs that go on where you can get some really great homemade stuff from vendors. That's always great as well. Yeah, and downtown Wilkes-Barre has the Boscovs. We were asking earlier, I couldn't remember if, I know there's one in Wilkes-Barre. I didn't know if there was one at the Wyoming Valley Mall, but there's not. But Boscovs always has great deals as well around the holidays. And they do have one at the Steamtown Mall as well. Are you spending more or less this holiday season? Is there any kind of way you're looking at things? I know it's been tough for people. One of the issues that is, we've been talking, the Epstein Files thing is going to get through the Senate quickly this morning, and it's going to go to the president's desk. And, you know, there's a lot of what could happen there. We don't know. We kind of wait to see what happens. Will they be fully released? Will there be redactions? Will it be scrubbed of anybody that is a Republican? I mean, I'm just telling you some of the rumors that are out there. But here's the thing that really a lot of people should pay more attention to, and the ones who are most affected certainly are, and that is the Affordable Care Act enhanced subsidies. It's the thing that Democrats were hanging on to, trying to get some resolution to in the government talks when it was shut down. Now, the Republicans had said they were going to have a vote on this and come up with either an extension or some kind of alternative. Now, the president has been telling them, don't waste your time on that. We'll just send money directly to consumers. And just so you know, that is not going to help the health insurance situation. So if you're telling somebody who maybe was paying $700 a month for their insurance and it's gone up to $3,000 a month, sending a $2,000 check is not going to help anybody that is facing that large increase. Now, people would say, I don't mind getting money. But a lot of people say what's going to happen is you're not putting any money into the healthcare system or the health insurance system. So what happens is that it just keeps the sickest people in the system, and it will just hasten the death of that industry. And a lack of coverage for people, and people will be uninsured, and it will cost all of us more because people at their sickest will get coverage, but not coverage from a health insurance company. They'll get care, and the cost is passed on to others. But a direct cash proposal would create the death spiral in the marketplace. Again, giving them that money isn't going to make them go buy insurance. They will use that for maybe an out-of-pocket cost or pay off some other debt. Healthy people drop coverage, and it's going to only make the marketplace more expensive. So they need to come up with an answer or a plan. But having people not have coverage is not the answer people want. So they are on the hook now and responsible for what happens or doesn't happen with the ACA. So that's something that they need to work on while they push this Epstein thing along and get that coming out. So we were talking about the nostalgia, old times when we were younger, shopping downtown Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, the malls, the Black Friday deals, how it's so different today. There's a story on WNEP where in downtown Scranton, they have started paying homage to where the Lackawanna Government Center is. It was the former Globe store. Bill Gawham, one of the county commissioners, he said, we saw this as an opportunity to really decorate it for Christmas and make it what it was back when the Globe store was here. And people used to come here and come downtown with their kids and their families. And there was kind of a Christmas spirit. So they've put up some decorations that fill the windows. Authentic, they say, to the Globe store and the county as well. And they do have like even the old The Globe logo next to these pieces. According to WNEP, each one is a custom piece made by Scranton artist Jeff D'Angelo. And he said, 60 years ago, my mom and dad would take me through, you know, the Globe store, the Scranton Drive. We'd walk. We'd be looking in the windows. I'd say, wow, look at this. Look at how beautiful the window displays are. And you forward to now. And here I am decorating the windows. I'm so thrilled. So his style is cartoonish prop art. And he said, I have over 15,000 pieces in my studio. He said, I'm at the end of my career. I'm saying I don't want this to end. We're trying to see how you can share this artwork forever. So the holiday displays at the county building are up and, you know, going on and will be up through January. So if you want to take a peek at it, you can go to WNEP and you can see it yourself. It's really cool. I mean, in the old days, if you remember, my mom always took us to downtown Scranton and we would see Santa in the Globe store. Was that in the attic? Did you go, John? I don't know if you ever went. It was either on the attic or the basement. I can't remember for the love of God.
No, not to the Globe.
You didn't?
No.
Anyway, but you would walk alongside and they would have those mechanical, you know, like the kids or the snowman and the sleigh. And, you know, it was like a physical display with movement, which was really cool. And I think it's really cool, though, that they're adding that. So if you're walking downtown, you will see these this Christmas display there at the government building, which was the Globe store. So I think that's a really cool idea. Some of you texting in your thoughts on remembering all these things. Sugarman's gave me my first credit card, got a scratch and dent washer. Harry and Marty were great people. They provided lots of jobs. Another mention, McCrory's. I remember McCrory's. Used to go there all the time. I used to work at the Acme Super Saver in Clark Summit. And the McCrory's was where Brown's Gym is now. So I would hang out there. Another said, less than 5% of main streets in America have a department store on it. Boscov's in Wilkes-Barre is very special. This person says, I do all my shopping there. I miss the restaurant in the basement. They still have gift wrap on the fourth floor. I do my shopping, leave them wrapped. It's truly any husband's dream minus the sandwich is what they say. Oh, that's funny. Another one said, in the 80s, I worked at the Bon Ton Kaiser Oak. I remember the Cabbage Patch Mania. There were only so many in the hordes of people yelling and screaming, trying to get theirs. And another said, when Sugarman's first opened, they were on Main Street, Einan, across from the American Legion, before moving to Route 6. Ah, good memories.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do know that the bill forcing the release of the Epstein files is set to be sent to President Donald Trump today. I do have audio here. I'm just going to play from my phone. Jason had to step out, so he won't be on for the rest of the show. He'll be back in the office in a little bit. He had to go get something done, but I'm going to play this for you because yesterday the House, you know, moved almost unanimously, one standout, to move the Epstein bill forward to the Senate. And at that time, the Speaker, Mike Johnson, had wanted them to modify it. And there was thoughts that, you know, what will happen when it gets to the Senate? Will they change things? Because, you know, they may put modifications on it where certain things can't be released. But that did not happen at all. That was it was just pushed through as it was. And Mike Johnson, who had requested that they make those changes, was asked about it last night. And he was not happy about what they had done. I'm going to play a little bit of this for you.
Any reaction to Leader Thune, you seeing the bill without adding amendments or changing it?
I'm deeply disappointed in this outcome. I think I've been at the state dinner. I don't know. I was just told that Chuck Schumer rushed it to the floor and put it out there preemptively. It needed amendments. I just spoke to the president about that. We'll see what happens.
So is he? Do you think he may veto it? You say you spoke to the president?
I'm not saying that.
Is he supportive of it in its current form?
We both have concerns about it, so we'll see. I was standing there with the Crown Prince. We couldn't call him.
Yeah. Are you frustrated with the majority leader? Are you upset with the majority leader?
And that was the end of that. But he was not happy that this thing just went straight through. Now, the Department of Justice was asked by numerous outlets, will they release the files in their entirety? We did not get an answer about that. Now, there was something else that happened yesterday in the Oval Office, and it had to do with Jamal Khashoggi, U.S.-based journalist, critic of Saudi Arabia's government, who walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where he was murdered, October the 2nd, 2018. Now, Donald Trump yesterday was sitting alongside the prince and the man who Donald Trump's own CIA determined was the one who ordered the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So yesterday, a journalist asked about that, and Donald Trump defended the Crown Prince, called Khashoggi a controversial figure, said things happen. Just so you know, if you didn't look into it, Jamal Khashoggi was brutally murdered. There's actually audio of his final screams, and you can hear the bone saw that was used to dismember his body. He went to that consulate to pick up a document. He did not believe something bad would happen on Turkish soil. He walked into that building. You know how he came out? In suitcases or briefcases, his body in pieces. Donald Trump's own CIA said it was ordered by the prince, that murder. And he's sitting next to him, glad handing him, talking about what a great guy he is. And saying that the controversial figure, the victim in this case, some people liked him, some people didn't. Things happen. Seriously. Now, I want to mention for you something that happened. And this is just interesting because it's interesting to see if we will get more info on this that has to do with this case. So, and this is just news that is just coming out. Eugene Vindman, who's now a congressman, he used to be on the National Security Council, and he would have info on phone calls and other things that were made by leaders to other leaders. Representative Vindman, in this clip I'm going to play for you, is talking about a shocking phone call that happened between President Trump and Mohammed bin Salman. And he is asking for that transcript to be released. So I'm going to play this for you.
Mr. Speaker, given the president's disturbing and counterfactual defense of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today, I feel compelled to speak up on behalf of Mr. Khashoggi and his family and the American people. During my tenure on Trump's White House National Security Council staff, I reviewed many of Trump's calls with foreign leaders. Of all the calls I reviewed, two stood out as the most problematic. The first, we all know, it was between President Trump and President Zelensky, which resulted in President Trump's first impeachment. The second was between President Trump and Mohammed bin Salman. After the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, I reviewed a call between the president and the Saudi Crown Prince. The American people and the Khashoggi family deserve to know what was said on that call. If history is any guide, the receipts will be shocking. I call on the president to release that transcript. And honestly, does anyone believe that the Zelensky call was the only problematic conversation Donald Trump had with a foreign leader?
All right. So that is what you may also hear is coming out. I'm seeing other news outlets picking up the conversation and what Representative Vindman had to say on the floor yesterday. Just something to think about. Let's get the full forecast looking into the weekend as well. Here is Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks, and good Wednesday. Snedeker here from WNEP TV. Much of the day today, it's going to be awesome. Partly sunny and in the mid-40s, spring fever. Had some wet snow this morning in parts of the area, pretty much gonzo. And it looks pretty good all the way now into Thanksgiving week. I'm loving it. So today, partly sunny, 45. Overnight tonight, lows near 28. Now tomorrow, a partly sunny 45 degree day. Come on, this is excellent. Friday, a weak boundary moves through. There could be a few scattered showers, clouds, peeps of sun, not a bad day at all. And then the weekend, that front moves south and so does the rain. So it looks like Saturday and Sunday, we could be close to 50. Yes, with partly sunny skies. That's good parade weather in Scranton for the Santa parade. I have to say all that because it's a WNEP event and I'm a company man. I'm not a parade guy though. Hey, listen, it's not my fault. I have a short attention span. My brain is wired differently. After one fire truck, I'm ready to go home. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, still looking dry. And then some showers of rain could be around by next Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving. The rest is up to you. Make it a good day.
Yeah, we'll do our best. The office exhibit is now officially open if you go to the Everhart Museum in Scranton, which I love that place. As a child, we'd go there. And there were a lot of things that are no longer there because they're inappropriate. But not a lot, a few things. But it's a great place. And they have an office from the TV show exhibit. They have costumes and props. It has never really been filmed in Scranton. Outside of the intro, which shows you some of the streets and like the street view and the signs and the lights. But it has become a big part of tourism in Scranton. There are people who come there and they go on a tour and they'll go to places that have been mentioned in the sitcom. So this thing is going on through October of 2027. So it's got a few years going on. There is a ticket you get. So adult admission, because it also includes the museum edition, $20. Senior, student, and kids admission is $10. And the museum is also going to be unveiling an exhibit on the Hubble Space Telescope in January. There's a whole bunch of this detailed in the Scranton Times Tribune in their entertainment section. Speaking of entertainment at the FM Kirby Center, our own Johnny Lucas, thrilled to hear about Celtic Woman coming to the FM Kirby Center, right, John? So he's excited about this.
That's right.
So the tickets go on sale today. I think that's for people who are Kirby Center members and then the general public on Friday. And the Celtic Woman performance is a part of their new era tour for Sunday, March the 8th, 7 p.m. Who is Celtic Woman? Do we have a little bit of them for you? Four Irish musicians accompanied by dancers and an ensemble playing songs on bagpipe, whistles, pipes. They first debuted back in 2004. They get nearly a million monthly listeners on Spotify and 900 million U.S. streams to date. All right. So as we're talking about the upcoming holiday, we were talking about Black Friday shopping. But the world and politics, especially here, the way it is. Politics, the number one list of banned topics at the holiday gathering. Yes, there are 47% of people in this survey of 2,000 adults who say they will sit at the kids' table to dodge uncomfortable discussions. 42% say politics banned topic. Finances comes in at 28%. Weight comments at 26%. Do people really talk about other people's weight? I would hope not. Most people want to talk about food and wine. And about loved ones and learning about things that they're doing. And trying to like find the best in other people. I think that would be the best thing, right? So are you guys going to have politics on the discussion for the holidays? Or what do you do? Do you have like the blanket, let's not talk it? Then again, if the alcohol is flowing, sometimes your best plans go out the window. So try to keep it peaceful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A few important things that happened on this date. 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivers the Gettysburg Address as he dedicated a national cemetery at the site of a Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Absolutely wonderful. Just a famous speech, a very special place. People keep texting me. I'm sorry, folks. 1959, Ford Motor Company said it would stop making the Edsel. The car so unpopular, its name came to stand for any flop. Those things happened on this day. Time to play a game, John.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right, taking a look at these birthdays on November the 19th. John's going to guess the age. Within 2 years, it's considered a win. You ready?
I'm ready.
Dick Cavett, former talk show host.
He's older. I'm going to say 85.
89. Not bad. You're close. Jodie Foster, Oscar-winning actress.
I'm going to say she is probably 63.
You got it right on the nose. 63. Good for you. Allison Janney, West Wing mom. Do you know who this? Do you know her? to see her? I'll just take a guess then. Okay, think around the same time as the previous one.
Okay. 60.
66. All right. Calvin Klein, the fashion designer.
He's older. He's, I'm going to say 83.
He is 83. You are knocking it out of the park today. Meg Ryan, actress, Top Gun, When Harry Met Sally, blah, blah, blah. A lot of them.
She's probably in her 60s, 65.
64. Look at you, you show off. I shouldn't have put that Allison Janney in there. Ted Turner, media mogul.
Ted Turner. He's older, but not too old. I'm going to say 78.
87. You had to turn those numbers around. There you go. Good job, though. You did pretty good today.
Thanks.
Thanks. All right. Anyway, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, we wish you a very happy anniversary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.